What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Craig Giacomine, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. In the aftermath of Francine, what should you know if you're considering getting a generator? You don't want to be out there just buying anything. You want to make sure that you approach this appropriately, and he's here to help us through that process. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noah. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, Craig. So obviously people's interest in procuring a generator goes up substantially in the aftermath of a storm once they've experienced the inconvenience of losing power and they recognize all the challenges that that places upon them. I got to imagine they're out there, they're looking, right?
That's happening. But, you know, we see a lot of it. I call it panic buying, where you know, homeowners will go in there and they're just grabbing anybody that's selling generators. And there's a whole process. There's a whole process with that. You know, I always suggest, number one, look at Google reviews, right? Look at the Google reviews, see what they have. The next thing would be, are they licensed and insured, right? That's a key part in this, you know. And then if you know the license and insured, then the next question you should be asking are they a prime contractor, right? And that's what we call in construction. That means the main contractor, the general contractor. You know, they're the main person. You're buying it from them. Are they the ones who are going to put it in, or are they going to sub out the work? And we see a lot of bad installs because of the subcontractors. You know, you'll have a company out there that's selling generators, might be a plumbing company, AC company, electrical company. They might do part of the work, but they're subbing out a lot of the work. And what happens is now you got 2, 3, 4 contractors that you're chasing, trying to get everybody lined up. That's, you know, and with us, we've seen that as a disadvantage. So we're the one contractor. You sign up with us, we're one contractor. We're, you know, just one person you speak with, and that's just the way we operate our business. The next thing is do they have a written plan, right? And what I mean by that is that we have a top 10 questions, you know, and the top 10 questions, you know, it's how do I determine what size generator? You know, the location, how do I determine? We have answers for all of this. So we have a 10-part question that homeowners should be asking. Not only us, but they should be taking this list and asking other contractors that are going to come install their home generator. The next one is just site selection. That's one of the most crucial parts of a generator. Where is the generator going to go, right? You know, a lot of times we have a good idea where we want it. But then you also have, if it's too close to a window, too close to a neighbor's home, too close to the dryer vents, right? Too close to an air conditioner. It's all these other factors that come into play, and that's where we determine where the generator needs to be located. The other thing is a big part of it is payment terms, right? You don't want to give somebody 100% for a job that's coming in. You know, there should be some type of payment terms agreed upon, whether it's, you know, 50%, a third, you know, a specific deposit that's needed. And then that usually what we do is we require the payments to be paid in full after the job's completed, after the job's inspected. And that's another thing is, you know, another part of this is the inspection part, right? Inspections play a crucial role because not only you have several different parts. So there is an inspection that's done with the site selection. In most parishes, we have to submit either a survey or a Google map drop marked with the location the generator is going with all the setbacks added to it. And once we get that site selection form out, some parishes, especially Jefferson Parish, they'll actually send an inspector out to do a pre-inspection. They'll go out there to make sure, a visual inspection, to make sure that that's okay. Now, like if you look at, you know, I always say David Drive, right? So on one side, David Drive is Kenner, and on the other side, David Drive is Jefferson Parish. Even though they're both in Jefferson Parish, you have the city of Kenner. It's two different sets of generator rules. The city of Kenner, you got to be 5 feet from a home. Jefferson Parish, you have to be, you can be 18 inches off of a home if it's safe. So there are different rule changes on different areas, and that's where, you know, we come into play as the subject matter experts, and you know, we write, you know, we're constantly sending out permits every day. I mean, we have a lady whose specific job is permitting. That's how busy we are. Once the site selection is approved, you have your payment terms. Installation times, that's another question you should be asking. What are your installation times? Right now, I can tell you we're probably about 8 weeks. So if somebody signs up with us, we're probably roughly 8 weeks, and we're bringing that time down because we work Saturday and Sunday. We've put in 12 generators, installed 12 brand-new installs over the weekend, so we're trying to catch up with all this rain. The other question, equipment in stock. How long is it going to take to get my equipment? You know, I signed up for this generator installation. Do you have the equipment in stock? Or if you don't, what is the timeline to get that equipment in? There are some people that, you know, we've met and they canceled contracts with other companies because, you know, it's been 8-9 months. And, you know, these generators that they ordered are something that we can get within a week, right? So, you know, you have that. I have a lady that, you know, she had a contractor that came out. He's been out to our house numerous times. And every time he comes over there, he'll do a little bit of work and a little bit of work and a little bit of work. And unfortunately, right at the storm, he said, well, I can get you in right before the storm. And she's been dealing with the same contractor for 3 months. And then when they finally get to the part where they need the gas hooked up, guess what? Oh, now you need to get a plumber, right? So this lady's been sitting here for months when she could have had a plumber come out, a gas plumber, and take care of that. So we're meeting with her, and we're going to take that whole job over and get, you know, to get her equipment installed, finish out the installation of it. The other thing is, you know, one thing we like to do, we like to get the homeowners and say, okay, well, we know you're in an oxygen machine. You know, we're going to have to turn power off your home while we're doing this installation because we can't work on electricity while it's live. Sometimes the power outage can be from an hour. It can be 8 hours if there's a panel change out. So we like to identify any needs ahead of time. That way, if we do have to bring a portable generator to run an oxygen machine or run a windy unit in the home while the installation's going on, but we always ask for homeowners to go ahead and make prior arrangements, you know, just in case it takes a little bit longer. You know, another thing what we notice with this storm was that we had a lot of equipment damaged, and I want to say equipment damaged transfer switches because of utility, because a surge is coming in, right? And so we had some transfer switches that the utility contactor side, which we would say would be the power company side, were burned up. And what we determined is that, and we actually have a case with a picture that the utility company brought a high leg into a 120 volt side, like basically a regular outlet, supposed to be 120 mm-hmm. volts. That outlet was showing 240 volts. So we went to the meter and actually got a picture of it. And what we determined is that, look, you get these linemen, and look, they're out there trying to do the best that they can. And we're not knocking energy and we're not knocking the linemen, but things do happen. And, you know, they might have a transformer and these guys are tired and you know, they're out there busting their butts in the heat and at night, and they might cross a line and realize, oh, it's only crossed for a second, but that second can damage equipment. So we have some homeowners that didn't have generators, and their equipment were damaged. When we say equipment, we're saying washing machines, microwaves, the stoves, the gas stoves, the controls, like the controls on there. They have like the displays. Those were damaged. Now the customers that had a generator, the generator seeing all this crazy stuff going on, and the generator sees it, it's monitoring the voltage and says, well, look, I'm not going to switch over because I don't have this current coming in or this electricity coming in from utility company that's meeting my expectation. I mean, the generator's watching all this going on, and all we had was just a damaged coil. The homeowner's house is fine. You know, all the equipment in the house because the generator didn't switch over. So there are advantages to having these units, you know, but like I said, this storm right here, it brings a lot of conversations up as far as, you know, and like I said before, I just call it panic buying. You know, the homeowners want to do the right thing, and they're trusting that these contractors out there because they have a, you know, they have a business name that these are the best people for the job, and unfortunately they're not, you know, and that's where we like to come in and educate homeowners and businesses. And, you know, look, we have a training area that we've had, you know, we sell to contractors, we sell equipment, and we have a training area, and we give training classes to the contractors that are coming to install. We want these units to be put in right and want to be put in safe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, because you guys just purchased Gen South, which is an addition to what y'all do. They were mostly on the industrial side, but that organization was the one that provided all the parts and replacement parts and everything else for this equipment, right?
Yeah, so Gen South was an established industrial dealer for Generac. They taught classes for years. They were established in 2006 is when they started the business. And they were always known for having maintenance kits, parts. So they were set up to where customers can buy maintenance kits. They can buy parts. They can buy control boards. They never really shied away from, dealing with, just saying, hey, you're a contractor. We can't deal with you as a homeowner, which I thought was fantastic. I thought that was a very good business model. The other thing is that with them selling parts, they also sold parts to contractors. And look, before I became Craig's Electrical, I was putting these generators in on the side. I was a technician through Generac, but I didn't technically have a company. So I was just putting them in the evenings and weekends. And Gen South played a major part, buying generators from them, buying parts. Well, they, over the years, they just started just losing business. They couldn't get a lot of good technicians. So they started just kind of going downhill, and they were on the verge of just closing the shop down. I caught wind. Because some of their former employees worked for us. So I caught wind that they were looking to close down, and we made the acquisition the day of Hurricane Francine to get those parts over from there to us so we can get these parts out to contractors, different companies. I had an AC place call up, and they bought 9 controllers, and we have the controllers. We did 24-hour shipping. They just came in. We're getting them to them. I'll come out this morning. I'm not going to mention the company's name, but it's a very big generator company nationwide, and they were buying parts. They had their trucks here buying parts from us this morning because they know we're open back up. We actually built a parts counter over the weekend. We get the other part being installed right now, so we're going to go into the full-time parts business. But I can tell you this, if Gen South closed, our communities, whether it's businesses, commercial businesses, industrial businesses, as well as homeowners, we would be in trouble without that business. And to lose that would have been a shame. And like I said, we're going to make Gen South bigger and better than what it was before, because we feel that it's never reached its full potential. And I'm excited that part of the business, that we just bought, that's going to take off. I'm really excited about that.
A lot of people talking about natural gas pressure. What's the latest on that?
So from what we were seeing, certain areas, I think it was Terrebonne Parish, they had a significant drop in gas pressure. So these generators in your home appliances need 6, they call it inches of water column. So it's the gas pressure that comes in, and they're set up for 6 to 8 inches of water column. Some houses have higher pressure, which is a 2-pound gas system, but you also have a regulator that will drop it down to 6 to 8 inches of water column for that equipment to work. Some gas meters just are regulated coming out the ground. Now, the ground side, most areas, is 80 pounds, and it drops it down to 6 to 8 inches of water column for the home's appliances to work. Well, from what we were hearing, we was told that the areas were seeing like 1 to 2 inches of water column pressure, which that's not enough to even light your stove or light your water heater up. That's just not enough fuel. So some areas, yes, they had issues. As far as the New Orleans metro area, no issues with gas pressure, none from what I heard. Now, I did hear that there were some areas, because I'm in these different generator groups and stuff, some areas that do have low gas pressure, they'll bring in these trucks to actually put, it's basically almost think of like a compressor, and they boost the gas pressure up. But what's happening is that, and this is another thing that people don't understand, is that when you go out there and you just put a generator in without a permit, without notifying any, you know, Atmos or anything, you have a lot of generators that put in, and what happens is Atmos doesn't, or and, you know, maybe Energy, the gas part company with New Orleans, they don't know, and all they see is this gas pressure coming down. So when you fill out permits, the gas company is going to be aware of, you know, that you're putting the generator in, so then they know what actions to take if they have to start upgrading gas lines, if they have to put another lift station or another station in to boost the pressure up. You know, so there's different parts and pieces to this, but you know, that's way beyond what my pay grade right now, you know. But I just, you know, talk to the gas guys and stuff like that, and that's what they tell me, is that it's important to make sure that these jobs are permitting, so that way they know. I know a couple of years ago in Pauline, I have a friend that lived in the subdivision, nice big gas line across the street from this new neighborhood, and there was a bottleneck. That gas line went down to a smaller size. I'm just going to throw a number out there. Let's say if it was like an 8-inch gas line, and it had an 8-inch gas line in the neighborhood, the connecting gas line might have been 4 inches, and it was an older gas line, and it was a bottleneck. So they had to go back in there and de-bottleneck. So that's what the gas companies are starting to do. Right here by our shop on Veterans, they've been putting all new gas lines in, a lot bigger lines. So we've been seeing a lot of action in that. So, but a lot of your rural areas will sustain lower gas pressure. Now, the next thing, what people don't understand, and we try to explain to them, is that when your neighborhood grocery stores decide to build, you know, we want these super centers, and I can mention names, but when we build these big places, they have 8-inch gas lines, 6-inch gas lines that they you know, hook up to these stores for backup generator power. And then, all you know, your generator's been working fine for years, and all of a sudden you start having gas issues. Well, it's going to these big box stores for their backup power. So there is a battle back and forth. So,
but the moral to the story is you need to be with someone that understands all of this, because there are a lot of different silos. It's not just the generator itself. There are a lot of other disciplines involved. So do your homework is what you're saying. Don't panic buy. People will make promises that they can't keep, and you want to check all of them out. Craig Giacomino with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and your insight. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.